White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 1st, 1900. Dear children, Edson and Emma. I am so engaged in making the best use possible of W.C. White to help us in getting out important matter upon Christian education, and also his help in preparing matter for testimonies, that I cannot write much. I feel deeply that now this must not be left until we get to America. Therefore, we cannot leave here before the last of November, which leaves us upon the waters in December. W.C. White and all his family will accompany me. I do not expect to come back here for at least 2 years, if the Lord preserves my health and strength, and it may be I shall not ever return. Not that I would not be glad to remain here and not change my location, but somehow my mind is not at rest. This is the best climate for me by far that I have ever been in, and I am so bound up with work here, it is very difficult for me to leave the work. I seem to be a part of the very work, and I tear myself away. I am not the least homesick. Nothing but duty would cause me to make the change. I am desirous to be just where the Lord would have me and do the very work He has for me to do. If I have a will of my own, I do not know it. You see, children, should we break right away here, it would not be just the best thing to do. Could I feel at rest to remain 1 year longer, I would be pleased to do so. But still, I am not at rest as I should be. I have carefully read your letters and your desires to come, but the work we so much desire to do would not be done. And although it would be very pleasant and desirable for us to take the trip you wish us to take, the leaving in August would make us break off and not do the very things I have for a long time desired to have done, and it is in hand. Miss Peck, Marion Davis, W.C. White and I read for hours the matter for the books. We would like to see put out something in the same pattern as the testimonies, with some small issues bound. There is no one to fill W.C. White's place. He has had little time to give to me and my work in the book preparation. We only expect to prepare a little of the most important matter to come before the people, which they need very much. We shall sell all out everything, and thus shall come to America barehanded. I may just be able to settle my debts here, and we all come bare of means, because we have stretched ourselves beyond our measure to advance the work. We feel very sorry that we cannot meet your plans in coming sooner. I am very, very sorry indeed, but thus it is. W.C. White's family number. W.C. White, May, Ella May, Mabel, James Herbert and Henry, and the newcomer, nameless as yet. Our family will be composed of Sarah McKenterfer, Sarah Peck, Maggie Hare, Marion Davis. We shall, when we settle down, have to occupy 2 tenements. The 2 families could not combine because W.C. White's family is large enough and I could not get along with the boys. They are smart, bright children and full of life and fun and frolic. They were 4 years old last April 6th. The little one is only 2 weeks old last Friday. It seems a large matter to break up and uproot and transplant ourselves in America. I am so very anxious to have the work advance. I will send copy of a letter written from Elder Colcord if I can get it copied. Also one from Brother Starr. He pleads with me and others also to come to Bendigo to their next camp meeting and to their conference in Victoria. But I must not do this. I would be glad to go, but I dare not drop the work now in hand. It has been a hard matter for me and my party to wait until November, but I must do it, for I cannot see any other way to do. I pray the Lord much to lead and guide me in this matter, and I will rest the whole in the hands of the Lord. I shall be very much pleased to see you, Edson and Emma, and visit you in your home. We have now, I believe, all those attending the school converted. It is a most interesting period of time for us here. Morissette is the main station. Where there is a waking up to hear, our students are working the adjoining districts. One sharp, bright young man from New Zealand is all alive with interest. He has been securing pledges for land and to erect a church as cheaply as possible at Morisset Station. He has donations of free work from the students. This will be their industrial work in receiving a chapter in Educational Lines. They say they mean to build that church in 2 weeks. Another party is working with the settlers in the woods all through the bush, and we must erect a humble house of worship in Martinsville. Another party is working at Dora Creek. There are quite a number of families in the faith. There is a humble place of meeting now hired, a private dwelling. But as their numbers increase, they are apparently crowded out.
There are suburbs about 15 miles from here, Mount Vincent. Brother and sister Lyndon have settled in the neighborhood and are working the whole place, and still another township 5 miles from Mount Vincent. And Toronto is a few miles from Mount Vincent. These places will be visited. Toronto has a large hall for a meeting place. In summer, it is a place of resort for pleasure lovers. These last places are between Currumbong and Mount Vincent. All these interests are alive, and I dislike to leave now. Our students have a small organ, and we have most excellent music, the human voices blending with instrumental music. We expect to see many souls brought into the truth. Our students are becoming living missionaries, and they are gaining an excellent experience in this kind of labor. Now you see, Maitland is beyond these places on the Mount Vincent line, halfway to Maitland. The church members are increasing in Maitland, while the most bitter opposition is made by the ministers. Elder Colcord lives in Maitland, and he seems to be the man for the place. He is a kind-hearted laborer in the ministerial line. When the ministers come out with articles in the secular paper and make their statements, Elder Colcord gets articles in the paper to refute the statement, and then crowds in all the affirmation he can crowd in, and he does, in the name of the Lord, spike their guns. We feel that we want to take part in the advancement of the work. It is personal labor that will accomplish much.